Hello, everyone, and welcome to the March on My Sleeve episode for Isn't She Powerful? If you're new around here, every month I release one bonus episode where it's a little more personal. I am very much a person who wears my heart on my sleeve. You know how I'm feeling when I'm feeling it. You can read it all over my face. I cry out every situation that is possibly related to tears in any way. And I'm just an on my sleeve kind of girl. And so I decided at the start of Isn't She Powerful that I would release one episode every single month that kind of just digs into something that I'm currently experiencing or something that I have experienced in the past that is a little more vulnerable. And I'm not gonna lie, I get butterflies before filming and recording these episodes. I don't really get nervous. I'm just sitting here by myself. So I don't really get nervous for a lot of the episodes, but the On My Sleeve episodes, and this one in particular, has brought up some butterflies for me. And so I'm excited to dig into it with you, but I'm also being very, very vulnerable in what I'm sharing, and I don't know why it feels so vulnerable to me, because I am very much a person who shares my thoughts and feelings all over social media. So, but anyway, today we are going to be talking about an experience that I had recently where I felt very self-conscious for the first time in a while. I have done a lot of work to no longer feel self-conscious in the body that I'm fortunate to live in. And I really don't have a lot of negative thoughts towards my body anymore. And it was a long road in getting there. And recently I kind of had a thought that pop up that I don't have a lot of times anymore. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that today and talk about how I navigated through that and some things that I've done over time to make it to where that is not something that I experience very much anymore. So let's go on and let's dig into the On My Sleeve episode for March. Welcome to the Isn't She Powerful podcast. I'm your host, Laura B., health coach, educator, and founder of the Be Healthy Lifestyle. I'm here to bring you all of the health education and motivation so that you can sign off each week feeling equipped and empowered to tackle all of your health goals. Come along with me as I teach you the basics of healthy living so that you can have everyone in your life saying, "Isn't she powerful?" A couple of weeks ago, I was in South Carolina visiting my family. I live in Florida with my husband, but my sister and parents and his sister and parents still live in South Carolina where we grew up. And so we were up there visiting because it was my sister's birthday. And all day long, I mean, it's been winter. And so I have been wearing, you know, jeans and sweaters and things like that for the last few months. And so we went to the bowling alley and, It started to warm up, but it was still cold outside. And so I had worn a pair of jeans, a like little white t-shirt, and then a sweatshirt over top of that. And we got to the bowling alley and it was so hot in there. And so I was like, I'm just going to take this sweatshirt off. And I pulled it over my head and immediately I wanted to put it back on. And I looked at Shane and I was like, does this look okay? Like, do I look okay? And he was like, you look great. What are you talking about? And I was like, I don't know. I feel really fat and I'm like very self-conscious right now. And he looked at me so confused. And he was like, first of all, you have not described yourself with that word in a long time. And second of all, you don't even ever really have feelings like that anymore. Like, where is this coming from? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know why I was feeling that way. Actually, I think I do know a little bit about why I was feeling that way. But I don't know, you know, what caused me to feel that way in that moment. But I was so just like nervous to take it off. And I ended up doing it. And I want to talk to you about, you know, kind of my thought process into how I navigated that and to how I still ended up having a good time. And how by the end of it, I wasn't feeling self-conscious at all anymore. I think that I feel that way because I mean, at this point, I have a reputation, right? Like, I have a reputation of being the girl who lost weight, the girl who, you know, helps people lose weight themselves or helps people on a health journey, or, you know, I have this reputation of being this person. And I think with that comes a certain level of, I don't want to say judgment, a fear of being judged if you don't look the part. And if you're listening to this and you're also, you know, a health coach, or you share your journey or anything like that, there just comes a certain level of fear whenever it comes to being in public. I think because I am all the time behind a camera and by myself a lot. And so it can be really scary whenever I'm in person, because I'm like, what if they see me and I'm not what they expected me to look like? And so they, you know, think, oh, well, she's actually a fraud, or she doesn't really know what she's talking about, or all these things, you know. And I know that I do, I definitely do live what I preach, right? Like, I definitely walk the talk, for sure I do, you know. And by that I mean, like, when we went out to lunch that day, I got chicken tenders and fries, but then also at dinner, I made sure to add veggies to my plate. And so, like, that is what I preach. I preach the sustainability. I preach enjoying your life while also being healthy at the same time. And so I think there's just that. I think what I was feeling was the fear of, there are people here that have followed me on social media that know me as the healthy girl. And I didn't want to ruin that version of me in anyone's eyes. And I'm not saying that I did. And I'm not saying that, you know, anybody gave any judgments to me at all. But I think sometimes whenever we are fearing the judgment from other, that's because we're judging ourselves. And I really think that, you know, the things that we fear others will think about us are a direct reflection of what we believe about ourselves. And so in that moment, I think that I was projecting my fear of being judged onto these people and assuming that they would judge me, even though they probably aren't. They were all there just to celebrate my sister. I was just a side chick in this entire day. And here I am trying to make it about me. This isn't even about me. Nobody here is going to judge me. Nobody here is thinking twice about the food I'm eating or about the way that my body looks. Nobody cares. But in that moment, I took my sweatshirt off and I looked down at my stomach, and that's always been my number one area of fear, has been my stomach. And so I looked down at my stomach, and I mean, it looked the same as it does every single day, and as it has every single day for like 2 years since I lost weight. And, you know, it looked exactly the same, but in my head, it looked different. And our eyes can be really deceiving like that sometimes. Our eyes can really play tricks on us. And it, again, I think it's a projection of our fears. It's a projection of what we assume other people are going to think about us. It's a projection of what we believe about us. Because we have to remember that, and I've talked about this before, our identity impacts what we believe about ourselves. So the way that we identify, what we think about ourselves, what we believe, then impacts our actions, the things that we do. And from there, that impacts the results that we get. So I had to take a step back and I had to ask myself, do I want to be someone who's self-conscious of their body? Is that who I want to be in this moment? Do I want to identify that way? Because if I am that person, then that means that I believe that I have something to be self-conscious about. And I don't normally, but in that moment I did. And if I believe that I have something to be self-conscious about, then that's going to cause me to keep my sweatshirt on and to avoid sitting down and to use my arms to cover up my stomach. Because that was what I always used to do. I always used to wear big baggy clothes. I would avoid sitting down as much as possible because I hated the way that my stomach kind of, like, you know, did the fold over the top of my jeans. And it still does that. I just accept my body in a different way now than I ever have before. But I would avoid sitting down. I would then, if I did sit down, use my arms. I would cross them over my stomach to try to hide the little puff that come up over my pants. And I would just be so self-conscious. And if I did do that, right, like that was going to lead to the results of me spending the entire night worried about how my body looks instead of enjoying time with my family. This day was meant to be a day to celebrate my sister. This was a day meant to be spending time with those that I love. And instead, I was going to choose to be worried about the way that my body looks. And so I made a decision in that moment. And I, and if you listened to yesterday's podcast episode on why we still do things that go against the way that we are trying to, against the habits that we're trying to build and the life that we're trying to live, I envisioned my brain in that moment as the forest, like I talked about yesterday in the episode. And I said, you know what? Right now, I'm traveling down a path that I don't want to be traveling down. This is my old way of thinking. And it is honestly really dark and scary now because it's pretty overgrown because I do not travel this path much anymore. So in my head, I was envisioning myself in this really dark, scary path with twigs all over the place, branches for me to trip and fall over, spiders coming down from their webs trying to get me. Like, it was really dark and scary. And that is how it felt in that moment. For me to be having those thoughts about myself, it felt really dark and scary. It felt like somewhere I did not want to be. It caused me to have physical tension in my body, for me to feel really just small, like I wanted to just like cower down and pretend like I didn't exist. Traveling that path in my brain made me feel that way. And so I was like, listen, no, we are not going to think that way. We're going to do a full turnaround and we're going to go back and we're going to travel this new way of thinking that is so much more cleared out now, that feels so much better for me to be on, that's going to get me where I want to be, have the results that I want to have out of this night, which is time spent enjoying my family and my friends and just being happy. And at the end of the night, I did. I really did have a very fun night. Shane taught me a new way of bowling, which, by the way, did cause more eyes to be on me because I was tripping and falling all over the place. I was learning something new. I was actually bowling pretty good, so people were interested in what I was doing. And I didn't even think about my stomach beyond that one moment. Raise your hand if you've ever said that you were going to make healthy changes in the past, but nothing ever seems to stick. No diet, no program, nothing that you have tried has actually been something that you could maintain for more than a month at best. If that is you, please let me bring you a little bit of comfort by saying that it has nothing to do with your willpower or your personal ability to succeed. I mean, first of all, you know this is coming, but diets that you've been trying are likely far too restrictive to work. But beyond that, you also probably don't believe that you can succeed, which isn't really your fault. I mean, you have evidence to prove that theory, right? If you want to build healthy habits that are sustainable long term, you have to make changes to your mindset. And that is where my group program Seismic Shift comes in. During the 8-week group coaching program, you're going to understand yourself and your roadblocks on a deeper level. After Seismic Shift, you will find it easier to be consistent because you have the mindset that you need for sustainability. During the first week of the program, you will write out your health goals, and I will help you craft a plan for actually achieving those goals. And then from there, we will make tiny shifts to your mindset until you finally experience one big seismic shift. You are going to break your old habits and your limiting beliefs that no longer serve you so that healthy truly takes on a brand new meaning for you. You deserve to feel freedom and joy in this lifetime, in the body that you live in this lifetime. And it all starts with shifting your mindset. The last day to enroll in Seismic Shift is March 29th of 2024, and the first meeting of this spring round is April 8th of 2024. You can read more about what all is included and get signed up using the link in the show notes, but remember, spots are limited so that I can make sure that everyone that does join gets coaching time. So if you're ready to make this change, do not wait. I will see you in there. So what I did was I paused. Like I said, I told myself, look, we're going to reverse. We're going to go down this new pathway, the one that we've been traveling now for a while that feels really good for us. And I had to ask myself, if this fear didn't exist for me, if I wasn't projecting my fear of being judged onto these other people, and I wasn't worried at all, and I didn't feel self-conscious at all, How would I approach this situation? What would be different? What would I do different? And I had to be really honest with myself. If I wasn't feeling that way, I would take my sweatshirt off because, by the way, it was hot in there, like I said. I would take my sweatshirt off. I would put it down. I would grab the ball. I wouldn't avoid sitting down. I did sit down multiple times while we were there. I wouldn't cover up my stomach. I didn't. I held my shoulders back. I put my hands beside me or on the chair behind me. I did not even once put my hands over my stomach to try to hide it. I was proud of my body. You know what? I work hard to live in this body that I live in, and it feels good to live in the body that I live in. I feel a lot of freedom with my food choices. I feel a lot of freedom with my actions. I feel free in the body that I live in, and I am going to be proud of that. And I'm going to make sure others around me know that I feel proud because I'm going to give off that body language. I'm going to make sure that I am acting as if I am proud because I am, as if I feel good and feel confident because I do feel good and I am confident in this body. And so I had to ask myself, you know, how does the version of me who doesn't have any of this fear, how does she feel and how does she act and what are her thoughts? And I literally chose to act as if none of that fear existed. I chose to say, okay, that isn't exactly how I feel in this moment. But if I act as if it is, then I will begin to feel that way very quickly. So I had to ask myself, how does the version of me who isn't self-conscious, how does she feel? Like I said, she feels confident. She feels proud. She feels like she can stand up tall and like she's meant to be there. Like there's a place for her in this bowling alley. Like she doesn't have anything to hide. That's how she feels. How does she act? Well, like I said, she goes up there. She grabs the ball. She walks up with eyes on her and isn't worried at all about what anybody is thinking or what anybody is saying because it doesn't matter to her. Because, you know, and I heard this one time before. Recently, I was listening to a podcast episode and she said, confidence doesn't mean that you think that you're better than everyone else. I wasn't standing there thinking, I'm better than everyone else here and that's what's going to make me feel more self-conscious. That's not at all what it means. Confidence means that you recognize that you are imperfect and that is what makes you perfect. You are perfectly imperfect. That is what confidence is. And owning that and knowing, you know what? I am the soul and the spirit that lives inside of me. I am not this physical body. This physical body is a way for me to be able to interact with the other souls and the other spirits that are living on this earth. No one else can take away my soul or my spirit. I am who I am, regardless of what the outside of me looks like. That is what true confidence is. And so I chose to embody that in that moment. I chose to act as if I was a person who did not have any of that fear. And that's a lot of what I've done over the past couple of years to make a lot of my fears go away. Because I will tell you, I spent years doing full on, like I said, body checks and all these things that really only a person who was looking for their flaws would be doing. Every time that I would walk by a mirror or a window that would show my reflection, anything, I would look in there and I wouldn't look at my eyes. I wouldn't look at any other part of me other than my stomach. My eyes would travel directly to my stomach because that is the part of me that I was most self-conscious about, the part of me that I feared the most to be seen. I wanted to make sure that it was well hidden so that other people couldn't judge me. But who was the only person that was judging me in that moment? You got it. Me, myself, I. And so I had to learn that other people around me, they don't care about how I look. They care about how I treat them. They care about if I'm kind and if I work hard and if I'm compassionate and, you know, they care about who my soul is and who my spirit is. And that remains true no matter what. And so I had to learn all these people, they aren't worried about the physical body that I have. The only person worried about my physical body is me. And once I started recognizing that, that's whenever I was like, okay, so what needs to change here is not just my physical body. It's it's me on the inside. It's the way that the relationship that I have with my physical body. It's the relationship that I have with myself, and it's my mindset around that. And speaking of that, that is the entire mission of Seismic Shifts. My group coaching program that I just recently released, it came out this week. It's going to be closing in just a couple of days. It'll be closing on March 29th. So if you're listening to this in real time and you want in there, go on and hop in. There's already been people joining and there are limited spots available. This is some of the work that we're going to be doing in there. We're going to be working on helping you shift your mindset and your relationship with yourself so that you can get to the true meaning of who am I and what relationship do I want to have with me and with the world around me? All these things have happened in our lifetime that have led us to believe what we believe about ourselves. And I talked a lot about this in the episode from yesterday. All of these things, you know, happen to us and around us. The things that are happening in the world currently, things that have happened in our world previously, things that have happened to us or around us that have caused us to identify the way that we do and believe the way that we do. And when we can begin shifting that, that is whenever we can begin to see true different results. We shift what we believe and that changes how we act. And then our actions changing is what changes our results. And so in that moment when I was feeling really self-conscious and really nervous, I had to take a step back and I had to say, you know what, Laura? There's a version of you that exists that does not feel this self-consciousness. And I guarantee you, to anybody who's listening right now, if you're like, I feel self-conscious as well, like I worry about my physical body as well, I want you to think of a moment in your life, and I know that this moment exists for you, when you didn't feel self-conscious at all. Maybe you were at home, maybe you were by yourself, maybe you were with somebody that you love really deeply and that you do not fear their judgment. Think of a moment in your lifetime, whenever you did not feel that fear and whenever you didn't feel that worry and that judgment, and then begin acting as if that is the version of you that always exists. That version of you, she does exist. She is inside of you. There is a version of you who is not worried, who is not self-conscious, who doesn't fear the judgment of others, who doesn't judge herself. And then begin acting as if that's the version of you that exists all the time. At some points, it's going to feel like you are trying so hard to act as if you are that person. It's going to feel like you just want to put your head down and run across the street to get into, like run across the parking lot in front of the cars and pretend like you're this tiny person who doesn't even, no cars need to wait on you, right? Like you are going to, there are going to be moments that you feel like you have to fight to act as if you are that person. Fight. Act as if you are that person. It is worth it because that's how we build those new pathways in our brain. And again, this is what I'm going to be teaching you how to do. A lot of this is going to be inside of Seismic Shifts. We're going to be doing activities. And that's what makes this program cool is in each of the 8 weeks that we meet, you're going to get a guidebook. You're going to get a journaling and workbook guide that is going to help guide you through exactly the activities that we're going to be doing, which are going to help you make these mindset shifts. So each week, we're going to have things that we do together, either journaling prompts or activities that get you closer to understanding the version of you who has already met these goals so that you can be that person full time without worry. And so that in the future, whenever you have those moments where you go traveling down that old path like I did, because it's going to happen, you know, like we're imperfect people. Like I said earlier, our mind is just going to wander down those old paths sometimes, but you will now have the tools to know how to navigate those things moving forward so that whenever you do have those moments of slipping back into your old thought patterns and your old feelings and your old judgments of yourself, you know how to move forward so that it's not something that lasts a week or 2 weeks or causes you to completely give up on yourself. Instead, you know how to navigate it so that it lasts a couple of minutes, maybe like I got to, and you're able to have a good time and enjoy the moment and enjoy the situation. So thank you for allowing me space to share about that because I was so nervous to share, but I really feel like I feel good after sharing that with you guys. So thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me the space to share it. And I hope that it really helped you begin to recognize some things about yourself and possibly even, think about changes that you want to make to your mindset and your current belief systems around yourself and the judgments that you hold for yourself. So again, thank you for being here. I love each and every one of you. I will see you next week. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you again next week. And always remember, the more you know, the more you grow.